content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Wake Living Magazine, Yes Weekly, Our State Magazine, and Wilmington Magazine. Our first article tonight is, or today, is from Wake Living Magazine, Brodetto. Brodetto was awarded the Reader's Choice Award for Best New Restaurant in Wake Living Magazine this past year. Article is by Andrea Richards. Opening four new restaurants in a year is an epic achievement, and with the last of the bunch, Crawford Brothers in Cary, starting service just days before Christmas, chef owner Scott Crawford certainly deserves a little rest in the new year. With all eyes and excitement on the new steakhouse, it's a good time to snag a reservation at Brodetto, his homage to the cooking of the Adriatic coast that opened last March as the flagship of the Raleigh Ironworks development. Inspired by his family's travels in Italy and Croatia, the seafood-rich menu introduces some regional specialties you might not have heard of, including the namesake Brodetto, a brothy fish stew that Adriatic fishermen cook over coals and customize according to the day's catch. It's a traditional dish, something a friend from Veneto tells me his parents love, but you find less frequently and only at the coast. The ingredients vary based on location, custom, and catch. Each bowl of Brodetto carries its own geographical stamp, a fact artistically rendered on the wall of the restaurant in a clay work by artist Thomas Sayre that maps the different sites that served as Crawford's inspiration. Creating the same Brodetto you might have had elsewhere isn't the point. Crawford and his team celebrate the humble tradition by taking the dish down to its essence. Salt, smoke, and the sweetness of fresh catch, and then reassembling it on new shores. Inside, the restaurant is airy and modern, with warm wood, Italian tile, and a substantial backlit quartzite bar. Whether you're at the bar or not, starting with a cocktail is smart. And like Crawford's other restaurants, the options include several spirit-free choices that are as well-conceived as the rest. Beverage director Jordan Joseph offers drinks that also play with themes of smoke and salt, including seasonal Negronis, plus a deep selection of Italian and Croatian wines, as well as Amari. The Purple Rome, comprising tequila, grilled beet, and aloe vera, uses a bit of green chili and ginger to balance the sweetness of the beets. Vividly fuchsia, served in a coupe and polka-dotted with a few drops of activated charcoal, it feels earthy and elegant, like those statues of Roman goddesses with big, muscular feet. As a rule, it's always a good sign to spot fisher and forager Anna Shellam in the dining room, as we did on our visit. The one-woman force behind her sustainable shellfish company, Shellam hand-delivers her wild-caught mussels and oysters to her clients, which include many of the state's top chefs. Tonight, her oysters, roasted over coals and served with butter and pangrattato, are one of the small plates, and the Brodetto includes ribbed Atlantic mussels she harvested. I've been supplying them since May. This was my first time getting to eat there, and it just solidifies the pride that I have for what I do because I can see it being respected. It's definitely like artistry there. They just ooze with talent, says Shellam, when asked later about her meal. She also mentioned that she was under special instructions to bring a couple of pieces of the potato bread home to her husband, whose diet is gluten-free. Starters include several crudos as well as a variety of small plates. Think carpaccio, sardine toast, and fragrant salads featuring ingredients from little gem hearts to octopus and pork belly. A selection of pastry chef Suzanne Brannan's breads, focaccia, Croatian pogaca, or the aforementioned potato bread, accompany all. Our suggestion is to try as much of the menu as possible. Share plates. Find more friends at the bar. Do whatever you need to do to taste as much as you can. And save some of the bread. What's coming next demands sopping up broths and sauces. Handmade pastas, whether seafood forward like the capunti with blue crab or linguine al nero, or earthy like ravioli with braised rabbit or squash agnolotti, play with the same elements of earth, sea, salt, and smoke. The seafood and meat entrees, several of which are meant for sharing, whole roasted branzino or a 24-ounce steak, are cooked on the massive wood-fired grill that takes center stage in the open kitchen. The giant hearth has been specially designed with spots for simmering the brodetto and another house specialty, pecca, which is usually made with lamb and pork, but here comprised veal and winter vegetables. Both brodetto and pecca start with fire and are more methods of cooking, philosophies even, that involve cooking regional ingredients in a traditional way. A pecca gets its name from the particular type of dome-shaped lid that is used when roasting the food inside. Crawford worked with the Burlington-based ceramics company Hand to create a special serving bowl for both the brodetto and pecca that references this special lid. Flip it over, and it is the perfect container for holding all the empty shells from the brodetto. That a dish would be so thoughtfully conceived and executed from start to finish with such detail is a delight, especially when the result is both delicious and beautiful. Hand did the rest of the dinnerware as well, and the endless flow of gorgeous plates accompanying each new dish felt decadent. As Shellam says of her meal, there was such a good flow. It was orchestrated. Everybody was in sync as far as the staff goes, and being able to see into the kitchen is one of my favorite parts, too. The thoughtfulness of everything and the representation of each vegetable, protein, all of it on the plate was so thought out and celebrated. I have a soft spot for the Adriatic Sea, which was the location for my family's first big post-pandemic vacation. We went to Venice, despite all warnings, in the middle of August, staying with a friend in a fifth-floor walk-up that, of course, did not have air conditioning. Trips to the Lido were the only way to escape the heat and the crowds, and we went many times, taking a bus and a boat to spend all day happily submerged in the dark, salty sea. Floating is a feeling, and I hadn't thought much about how wonderful it is to experience full-body buoyancy until Brodetto brought it back to me. That's how good the food and service is. It feels like floating. There's house-made gelato, olive oil cake, and a decadent dark chocolate custard for dessert. And as a final delight, I hope the Café Menta remains on the menu as a sort of jacked-up digestivo. A shot of Branca Menta topped with whipped espresso. It's a minty, frothy kick before the drive home. A perfect after-dinner treat, refreshing, sweet, and a little bit fancy. Or opt for an affogato with that homemade gelato, which of course changes flavor with the menu. Stumped by the choice of vanilla bean or pistachio, I was elated to be given an apt solution, a swirl. This is what it feels like to be taken care of. When faced with a difficult decision, you can have it both ways. That spirit of expansion, in the service, in the food, in the space, is what makes dining at Brodetto feel a bit like a vacation itself. Given the weight of the world right now, finding a bit of buoyancy, like the lightness of whipped ricotta or the cheer of a gelato twist, is a special treat to be celebrated and shared. Brodetto makes that possible. Brodetto is located at 2201 Iron Works Drive, Suite 137 in Raleigh. Their phone number, 919-615-0388, and the website, brodetto.com. DETO.com. On a personal note today, I've eaten at our next restaurant many times, and I highly recommend it. This article from Yes Weekly, Chow Down with John Batchelor at Young Cardinal, by John Batchelor. Owner Adam Andrews named Young Cardinal Cafe in honor of North Carolina's state bird. The restaurant survived what has to be one of the most difficult beginnings in restaurant history, opening in February 2020, just a few weeks before COVID shut down all operations. At the beginning, Andrews and Chef David Swing worked together, not only cooking, but also devising survival strategies. They not only survived, they thrived. Young Cardinal has been chosen Best Brunch 3 times in Yes Weekly's annual Triads Best Voting, and David Swing made runner-up for Best Chef. The restaurant also earned Best Sunday Brunch and Best Breakfast designations in the Winston-Salem Journal's 2024 Reader's Choice Awards. Much of the produce served at Young Cardinal and other Andrews restaurants comes from Andrews Farm. Chef Swing has since departed, and Nick Shea currently leads the kitchen. Reservations are not accepted. Be forewarned. This place is wildly popular for Sunday brunch. Seating is easier on a weekday, of course. You are greeted at a hostess station where the attendance roster is maintained. The bar occupies a separate room to the right, a pleasant arrangement that helps reduce noise. One row of seating in the bar is available on a first-come, first-served basis, not restricted. My party of four was grateful to Christina Simeone and Alma Dillon, two of Young Cardinal's many regulars, who volunteered to move over a few seats so we could all sit together. This place not only has great food, it attracts a good, in many senses of the word, crowd. And I use the term great food deliberately. I enjoyed my meals here as much as any place I have been in years. The bar earns commendations for its Bloody Mary with crisp celery, plump green olives, and just the right amount of heat in the tomato juice. Fabulous, quoth Anna, an unindicted co-conspirator. I have been known to try eating just about anything, but I have my favorites just like anybody else. Avocados rank high on that list, so the avocado toast here was an obvious selection. This is a special, the details of which change often. On the occasion when I ordered it, 2 eggs, prepared to your choice, covered a blend of mashed avocado, brie cheese whipped with basil, slices of roasted red peppers, plus pickled asparagus slices and cut artichokes, all enclosed within 2 slices of whole wheat bread. The plate is laced with balsamic syrup, which adds flavor accent as well as decoration. This adds up to a big lunch or brunch, every bite a taste adventure. Hot honey chicken forms the foundation for salad, biscuit, and sandwich selections. I chose a hot honey biscuit, and I can tell you that this kitchen knows how to make biscuits. Light and fluffy, but with a tasty crust. The hot honey is prepared by mixing honey with Texas Peat hot sauce, a surprisingly compatible blend. The chicken bears a pleasant brown crust, giving way to moist breast meat. At least to my way of thinking, Eggs Benedict is an essential dish for a restaurant built on this concept. Young Cardinal's versions are available in several configurations: traditional with Canadian bacon, as well as pulled pork, corn and black beans, thick-cut maple bacon, in addition to hot honey chicken with pimento cheese. Our party chose the traditional version with Canadian bacon and found the eggs cooked just as ordered, ladled with a pleasantly rich hollandaise sauce, placed over toasted English muffin halves. Continuing more or less with the breakfast brunch selections, Huevos Rancheros is a complex assembly consisting of 2 eggs, prepared to your choice, plus pinto beans, pico de gallo, sliced avocado, queso fresco, and chipotle cream, plus a choice of pulled pork or chorizo sausage, all combined between corn tortillas. Companion Jerry chose the pulled pork. It is moist and fork tender, deeply flavored, well served by the other ingredients. Other breakfast brunch options include pancakes, waffles, and French toast, several other biscuit assemblies, plus grits or hash brown potato bowls. Moving into the more lunch-oriented section of the menu, my wife ordered a turkey Reuben sandwich. I was pleasantly surprised when she shared a bite of the boar's head turkey. It is moist and fresh-tasting, thin-sliced. All the deli meats here are Boar's Head brand. The turkey slices are enclosed between lightly toasted rye bread. She chose French fries as her side, and I rank them among the area's best. Uniquely cut, about half an inch wide by a quarter inch thick, fried just crisp enough to add texture and impart additional flavor, while allowing the natural taste of real potatoes to come through. The chicken salad sandwich comes on a croissant. The main ingredient eschews things that are not inherently related to chicken flavor. In other words, no nuts or grapes. It's a fairly simple preparation that stands on the strength of quality chicken, enhanced with mayonnaise, celery, and relish, decorated with lettuce and tomato. Although sweet tater tots, grits, pintos, hash browns, or fruit are also available as sides, a repeat of the French fries was too enticing to pass up. The manager is Paul Henson. This is a winning team, one that I hope to encounter more often in the future. Young Cardinal is located at 424 4th Street Northwest in Winston-Salem. Their number is 336-448-5188, and they can be found online at andrewsrestaurantsws.com/young-cardinal. Next up from Our State magazine, grilled vanilla pound cake at Franklinville Diner. At a diner in the heart of a Randolph County town, locals gather for special celebrations and daily meetups over homemade meals. By Vanessa Infanzen. Wander just half a mile from the Deep River Trail and the historic Faith Rock in Randolph County, and you'll find a sweet reward. Grilled vanilla pound cake at Franklinville Diner. At the family-owned restaurant on Main Street, each thick wedge is prepared to order, grilled in butter on the flat top until a crispy golden crust forms. The batter is made in a 1972 avocado green Sunbeam mixer. An essential part of the process, diner owner Andrea Pretty says jokingly. It's my great-grandmother's recipe. My mom makes it. My dad manages the sugar, vanilla, and flour. You can't talk around the oven. You can't move around the oven. If it's raining, my mom won't make it. It affects the rising. In addition to the grilled pound cake, Andrea and her husband Cliff treat diners to homemade delights and family recipes like chili, chicken salad, and pimento cheese. The Pretties purchased Franklinville Diner in 2018, making them one of a handful of owners since it first opened as a soda shop in the 1950s. After a few incognito visits to the town from their Pleasant Garden home to see what they were getting into, the Pretties were ready to move forward. "We walked in as strangers," Andrea says, "but they were very nice and accepting. The community is amazing here." Most mornings, Perry Connor, a former mayor of Franklinville, walks to the diner from his home. He takes a seat at a four-top overlooking Main Street, or a stool at the counter. Andrea brings him his usual, grits and wheat toast with a veggie omelet. On days she serves meatloaf, one of Connor's favorites, she texts him, offering to save a piece for him before it sells out. In 2016, a few years before the Pretties began this venture, the couple decided to make a change. They wanted more time together and with their two children, Halen and Jacob. Cliff left his career in automotive manufacturing and joined Andrea, who had 23 years of corporate restaurant experience in operating a food truck in Guilford County. Purchasing Franklinville Diner was the next step in creating the life they wanted to live as a family. On Saturdays, Cliff and I really get to work together, Andrea says. We have more time to be with each other. Time is what we really wanted. Running the diner has become a family affair. Halen's been busy bussing tables and washing dishes since she was 10. Now at 15, she waits tables and helps where she's needed. Her younger brother Jacob wants to jump right into cooking, but at 12, he's still too young. Franklinville Diner's location in the center of town, steps away from the John W. Clark Public Library and next to the Hank's Masonic Lodge No. 128, make it the ideal gathering place for groups like the Men's Monday Morning Bible Fellowship, firefighters from the local station, birthday parties, and special events. The town needs this place, Andrea says, whether Cliff and I are here or not. Andrea begins her day at 6 a.m., baking oatmeal, raisin, and chocolate chip cookies, preparing home-cooked dishes, and starting the coffee and tea. By the time the early lunch crowd arrives, she's freshening up drinks and clearing and cleaning tables, all while chatting with regulars about their upcoming celebrations. It's the relationship that the Pretties had hoped for, the kind of connection you get when you cook at home, but with even more people. Franklinville Diner is located at 159 West Main Street in Franklinville. Their number, 336-824-2117. Find them online at facebook.com/Franklinville Diner NC. From Wilmington Magazine, Sugo Italian Steakhouse, Elevated Comfort Food Meets Prime Beef by Judy Royal. When the COVID-19 pandemic allowed Ace and Jamie Alfala to transform their New York marketing business into a fully remote operation, they began looking to move south. The couple explored several East Coast cities, but eventually picked Wilmington, relocating in 2021. Since then, they have launched several hospitality projects, the latest of which is Sugo Italian Steakhouse in downtown Wilmington. They say the restaurant allows them to bring a taste of home to the port city. We wanted to find a growing coastal city that we could invest in and grow with. Wilmington has just been the perfect place for us in the past 3 years, Jamie says. We became very passionate about hospitality, and that is what inspired us to open Sugo Italian Steakhouse. We're proud of the space. We're exceptionally proud of the menu, and I feel like Wilmington is very receptive to the concept and enjoying it. Sugo, which opened in September, does not strive to recreate the cuisine of any of the regions of Italy, says Dave Guerin, chief operating officer of Alfala Hospitality Group. It's more about serving Italian-American food, typically found in the Northeast United States, he says. Recipes passed down for generations, classic dishes that have over time grown as staples in American culture. That's the style we mixed with being a prime steakhouse, Jaron says. We wanted to find a way to meld those concepts together and bring those flavors that we grew up with to Wilmington. It is a highly elevated, comfort-style Italian food. This includes pasta dishes topped with sauces such as sugo, their own version of classic tomato with garlic and a touch of sweetness, pink vodka, meaty bolognese, and creamy Alfredo. Cheesy lasagna is shaped into pinwheels, perfect for sharing, while Beef Wellington showcases the kitchen's commitment to excellence. This is a very difficult and high prep item that is not easy to implement, Jamie says. Being able to deliver a beef Wellington that tastes amazing and is cooked perfectly is a huge accomplishment and something unique that we offer. Then there's the lineup of prime steaks. Sugo offers various beef cuts, including dry-aged Kansas City strip, tomahawk ribeye, and porterhouse. Dry-aged is not something Wilmington has had a lot of experience with, and I think that certainly sets us apart, Jamie says. This results in steaks with a different flavor profile than those that are wet-aged, Guerin says. We wanted to really bring that New York style, whether Peter Luger or Smith and Wolensky, that lines the meatpacking district. Now, we felt nobody here was focusing on that. Of course, there are also a lot of pasta options, so diners can try the best of both worlds. We see a lot of sharing and people coming together, and that's really what Italian cuisine is meant to be. Expect a lively, fine dining experience with spectacular views of the Cape Fear River, especially during sunset, Ace says. Being able to root ourselves in the past but bring a modern feel to it is something we really enjoy, Jamie adds. We also take a lot of pride in the amount of continuous training our staff gets. We are putting the right people through training so we can give an elevated level of service. Although the restaurant has only been open a few months, Sugo is already seeing a following of regulars, Ace says. It's been above and beyond our expectations. We want people to come here and say it's like home. While Sugo already has cocktails and desserts on its menu, the Alfalas are expanding on those offerings with a new concept coming soon. They are leveraging the pastry experience of executive chef Thomas Calhoun by creating the Drawing Room, a standalone space that will open downstairs. Guests can retire to the Drawing Room for a nightcap or dessert, Jamie says. There will be more experiential cocktails, more mixology, and speakeasy-type vibes. Our chef will be making all the desserts, and while he will be using inspiration from Italian-American cuisine, they won't be anything predictable. The Drawing Room will be unlike anything Wilmington has ever seen, Jaron adds. We're really going to focus on cocktails that will blow people away with presentation. It's not going to be your quick slinging drink place. Cocktails will have thought and time put into them so you can sit and enjoy. Sugo Italian Steakhouse is located within the Hotel Ballast at 301 North Water Street in Wilmington. Their website, or first of all, their phone number, 910-834-5960, and online sugoitaliansteakhouse.com. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Have a lovely day.